episode 1803, What Goes Around, Comes Around.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. How are you doing? Can you believe it? We are now 1 week away from Christmas. That means holiday stress is officially here. You have less than a week to get everything done. Are the in-laws already on their way? Are you needing to know what to pack? Oh my goodness, take a deep breath though. It's Wellness Wednesday. We're going to make everything better. What goes around comes around. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, what if you looked at wellness differently? What goes around comes around. You set the traditions, the habits that fuel your everyday. This is your day to see all the possibilities. It's like unboxing the ornaments, untangling the lights, and fluffing the stockings. Your wellness is based on traditions passed down throughout your family. Experiences have shaped your taste buds. Lifestyle has dictated your schedule. Beliefs have formed your expectations. So what do you treasure most during the Christmas season? I can think of so many different things that light up my heart. Each Christmas tree has a story based on where the tree became a part of our lives. We've moved so many times. Trees tell stories, you know. Surely, though, you can't leave out the Christmas wreaths. Oh, how many doors they have hung upon over the years. Then the ornaments share the good news of what each child brought to us throughout the years. Stars from Christmas pageants, snowmen from classrooms, the nativity from light bulbs. Okay, well, you'll have to ask my oldest about that project, but believe it or not, we still have that, and the bulbs aren't broken. Go figure. Christmas is built on stories shared over the years based on one belief, the birth of Jesus Christ. Within those beliefs are traditions created to remember this important time in our history. When you look back at your wellness journey, it too is built on stories shared over the years. You were raised a certain way with influences as to your activities, eating habits, and the people around you help to create an environment that sets you on your wellness journey. For some, those are awesome traditions, ones you want to keep for a lifetime. For others, the traditions of health are not real good ones. Their traditions become more of a burden. Where are you in your traditions for your wellness? What belief do you carry that sustains goodness or attracts badness? You have the opportunity to decorate your life the way you know you need to. Give yourself the present of wellness every day. Decorate your life with hope. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Decorate your life with hope. You know, earlier I mentioned Christmas wreaths. I can't help but just enjoying the Christmas season. And as I was watching some Christmas reruns, like Charlie Brown Christmas, I mean, it's a classic, right? Then you've got the Hallmark Channel. That's a different kind of, I guess, newer classic for some. Then you have those that are like, okay, you just watch them because they're movies like White Christmas. And you're like, I've just got to have those. Those are the classics of the classics. Well, as I was listening to music and watching a few old things, I began to look at the surroundings. What makes up Christmas? And I've said it before that Christmas is about family, but it's also about the traditions we bring into our families. It's what wraps us up, right? The circular, it keeps going, right? What goes around comes around. It keeps going and going and going. Well, I couldn't help but on this one episode I was watching, I don't even remember which one it was, maybe it was even Charlie Brown, there was a mention of Christmas wreaths. And it just stopped me in my tracks. You know, a Christmas wreath Each one is so unique, decorated for a particular season on a specific door. When you go out to find that wreath, you're like, okay, my door is about this big. The color of the door is this. So I want a darker green or a lighter green. Or maybe you go for a frosted. Maybe you go for silver or gold. Whatever it is, right? You pick it out specifically for the time of year and for that specific door. Think of how there's no beginning and no end to the wreath. It just comes and goes round and round and round. So does your wellness journey. It's a wreath with no beginning or end. You get to choose what you want on it, goodness or badness. It's a continuation, a journey of a belief shared throughout the years with morsels of sweat and good treats. It's the most wonderful time of the year. You get to choose what traditions you want, the habits that fuel your everyday. So let's decorate. Are you ready? I love this part. Let's decorate your life with hope. Number one, when you're thinking Christmas, I know you got to think about this, ornaments. What ornaments will brighten your days? What's going to hang on that wreath? What will give you a boost in your day? That one boom, right, that stands out. Why equate it to drinking water? Or maybe it's eating fresh fruits and vegetables. Maybe it's getting in that one protein shake that you really need that you keep putting off, but you know your body does best with it. What is that big boost for you? That's the big extra wow, right? A bulb on a tree goes, hello, here I am. It stands out to you. What ornaments do you need in your wellness journey, in your wellness wreath? Number two, what color lights will you use? In other words, what will sustain your energy? Maybe you need more intentional movement. Maybe your job requires you to sit too much. Or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe you need to chill out. You need to relax. You're on the go all the time. Maybe the word no needs to be in your vocabulary. It needs to be, you know, bright and shining in the 2020 new year that says, no, I'm limiting myself. No, I have boundaries. This is awesome. Maybe it's stretching more. What is it for you? What lights will you use? And finally, number three, to decorate your life with hope. What bow will make you sparkle? That's the motivation, your belief. What is going to keep you going day after day after day? Your hope, your inspiration. What goes around comes around. The wreath has no beginning or end. You have a choice to choose what you want to do. You matter. As you prepare for the Christmas and holiday celebrations, remember what you are creating, a tradition to fuel your life. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Go get that shopping done. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.